have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
From all of us to all of you, a very Merry Christmas.
This is the World of Boating. Gregor First Mate, Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner rounding out the crew on this holiday weekend. Hopefully you're going to have the best Christmas ever, or Hanukkah, or whatever you plan to celebrate over the next few days. I don't know what I'm getting, but I'm hoping it'll be somewhat boating related. I wouldn't mind getting a membership for a boat club. That'd be kind of cool. Hey, if you a last minute idea, give the gift of boating.
Yeah. You don't have to wrap it. You just say here,
just call up and give me a credit card and they give you a code or something. I don't know. And you print it out and you're golden. And, it'd be the gift that keeps on giving. Give the gift of boating. Why not?
Yeah. So is this going to be the last show of December, or do we have one more?
This is our Christmas show. And then next week will be after Christmas, which will be our last show of 2025. Yeah, our post.
Unless we do one before the following Thursday, then you know.
No, God, no.
No. We have the 27th. Okay.
So let's not torture our passengers like that or threaten them.
Mike had wanted to recap the past year.
Well, we could possibly do that a little bit. Or should we save that for next week?
For next week, but you know, he came up with a story that's happening right now.
Okay.
Live.
All right. What's going on then? What do you want to get out there, Mike?
So literally right before showtime, there was a story that hit the wire about a 38-foot catamaran vessel that went fishing out Friday morning off of Fort Myers. And it didn't return, and they're currently searching for the two crew members, Brandon Billmeyer, 33, and his uncle, Randall Spivey, 57. Hmm. And the interesting thing is, and it was kind of tying, you know, it's funny that this is popping up now, because I was literally reading about some of the trends that happened in 2025, and one of them was technology, and safety tech is a big focus in the industry right now.
Right.
Miniaturization of EPIRBs to make them wearable, things like that are major industry trends right now. And you know, I really hope these gentlemen are found, and I hope they were using safety devices like that. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of technology advances that have happened, as we've talked about, that we've seen at the boat shows this year. And that's kind of driven, and I think that's probably going to tie into the generational shift that is also happening right now, because millennials are entering the core boating age. And that brings demands for sustainability, technology, and experience over mere ownership. So when you think about that and tie into boat clubs, which give millennials a lower barrier to entry to get into boating, because if you go out and buy a boat on your own, then you know you're responsible for everything there. But these boat clubs and charter organizations offer an opportunity to get into boating, but not have to do the full investment,
stick your toe in the pool, so to speak.
Right.
You know, give it a little taste. Find out if this is the right vibe for you once, you know, as opposed to, like you said, blowing thousands of dollars on a new boat. And it's a good way to just test the waters, for sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. And when Mike was talking about this, then you begin to wonder, well, what happened to these two boats?
This was yesterday?
No, it's happening now.
Right now.
They were out yesterday, and they found the boat at 1:30. In the morning, the Coast Guard did.
Right.
They didn't return.
Uh-oh.
And it was 70 miles off the coast of Fort Myers. And from the photographs that I saw, it actually looked like the boat was anchored. Now, if you're familiar with the west coast of Florida, it's shallow for
for miles,
65, 75 miles. So it's not uncommon to go out and actually bottom fish 65 to 70 miles
offshore.
But
there was no crew on board. The people were just missing.
Yes, there were
two gentlemen on board. I don't need to push conspiracies, but remember, Three Eye Atlas. No.
So they took
the comet came closest to Earth yesterday.
There you go.
And there was rumors that there was going to be some weird stuff happening, and whether the it was an alien spaceship and not a comet. Yeah. And
so you think they got beamed up? But if they had a personal locator beacon,
it would have told them that they're flying around in space right now.
Yeah, that's right. It would be closer to the satellites. It would have gotten a great signal.
Yeah.
If they had had one of those engine cutoff, well, if they were anchored, then they didn't even need the engine cutoff.
Well, this is this is not a small boat. It looks like to me about a 38-foot center console catamaran with four engines. So this is a very capable vessel.
Yeah.
And
but just the crew, everybody's fishing. Missing from it.
Two gentlemen on the boat. Yeah, two gentlemen on the boat. They did not return. One of their wives contacted the Coast Guard and reported them late. They started the search around 11 last night and found the boat at 1:30 in the morning this morning.
But it was just anchored and out there in the Gulf.
From what I can see, there's a photograph that was taken from one of the Coast Guard helicopters, and it looks to me like there's an anchor line. But there's nobody on the boat. So there are two men on the boat, and we're just really hopeful that
they'll be found back up and safely have missing time and just been abducted for a few hours. And
hopefully had inflatable PFDs on or something.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, because the water is not frigid cold, but it's still a little chillier than summertime there.
Yeah, but both of them are gone? Who knows? It's a mystery, odd, you know? Yeah. You can understand if there was some kind of evidence of a struggle or problem that they were having, but if the boat was just
anchored.
It couldn't
have been piracy. Yeah. Someone would have taken the boat.
You would think.
A boat with four engines, yeah.
Yeah. Sounds more and more like aliens to me.
Yeah. Well, when they do these searches in a situation like this, especially if the boat is stationary, that's where you would expect, that's where the event originated, right? So then they have to go look at where the currents are going and project where they might be if they're floating in the water because they're wearing a PFD. So they're
right.
So that's what the Coast Guard is doing right now. I don't know if you remember, we talked about 6 years ago when I had a different boat. I sold a championship. The Sea Ray that I had, the guy I sold it to, this happened to him. He was offshore off of Tampa about 2 months after I sold him the boat at night fishing, and he fell overboard, and the Coast Guard found him 11 miles from the boat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, so...
let me just paint a scenario. Would you rather if you had two situations, you fall off the boat, drifted away from your boat for miles, either that or abducted by aliens? Which way are you going to go, Mike?
Well, I don't know.
What would you prefer?
I'd kind of like to see the inside of a spaceship. Maybe they'd let me fly it or something.
No, chances are it would involve probing and some kind of mental anguish have to suffer.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
I'm just saying.
Greg wants to be probed.
He talks about
that often.
I'm not even going to ask Barry because, he's like, okay, bend over.
No. Only for my gastroenterologist do I.
My God. Really?
I know. It's Christmas. It's
every 5 years.
I'm just saying the mind meld from the Three Eye Atlas comet might have invaded my brain.
I can't wait till that thing is long gone.
Well,
we'll
erase this from my memory. I want all this to go away.
Oh, well, they do that. They'll zap your memory so you don't remember all the probing activities that they tell you
he's an expert at
I'm not probing. An expert. I've
stuck on that probing.
I've just seen all the evidence, and it's scary. Anyway, on that disturbing note for the holidays, we're going to wrap it up till next time. Remember, whether it is sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
As a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Come back here, come back here, you. you barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.